we took, you know, maybe 1,000 transcripts and pulled them down to the, you know, several dozen greatest love stories of the 40,000 that we've recorded. And they just kind of fell naturally into these three categories: love stories of people who found each other, and then people remembering the great loves of their life. And then at the end, stories of people who didn't think that love was in the cards for them. And then it kind of snuck up on them and tapped them on the shoulder. And I think that's the theme in many ways that just runs through the entire book, this sense of hope that when you least expect it, you can, you know, fall in love. That's how it came to be.
And let's start with the first one, Found. Couples are talking about how they met and the lives they led. Some of these stories are very sweet. I'm thinking of Honey and Elliot. Here they are talking about their marriage.
Thank you for being you, Elliot. You made my life complete.
And I say the same. You made my life complete. And hope we go on for another 50 years.
I'll take five good ones. Five good ones. And I'll say, thank you, God.
Now, Honey and Elliot...
How do those Brooklyn accents work in Idaho?
They're beautiful.
Can you understand what they're saying?
Absolutely. It's beautiful. They're twins, and they married twins?
That's right. So Honey and her identical twin married Elliot and his identical twin. They tell this story in the book. They were both at a hotel in the Catskills and saw each other and fell in love and have been together for more than 60 years. When you listen to that story or read it, it's poetry. I know Honey broke her hip earlier this week, so we're all kind of thinking good thoughts for her. And I know Elliot's really extremely concerned.
Some of these stories aren't as happy as Honey and Elliot's. I'm thinking of the lost portion of the book. Specifically, Beverly Eckert, who talks about her husband, Sean Rooney. He was trapped on the 105th floor of the World Trade Center on 9/11. Here she is talking about that day.
As the smoke got thicker, he just kept whispering, I love you, over and over. I just wanted to crawl through the phone lines to him and hold him that one last time. Then I heard a sharp crack, followed by the sound of an avalanche. It was the building beginning to collapse. I called his name into the phone over and over. Then I just sat there, pressing the phone to my heart.
This is quite a story. Do you remember the first time you heard it?
I do. The first time I heard it was the day after Beverly died herself in a plane crash, a Continental Flight 3407 on February 12, 2009. She was on the way to visit Sean's family, Sean Rooney's family, and passed away. And it's a beautiful story.
And there are other stories like this talking about loss, not always about death, but Alzheimer's disease, sort of the loss of personality, people fading away. In one of these stories, Bob Chu gets his wife, Joanne, to talk about her diagnosis of Alzheimer's.
I don't want to be an ugly lady that's nodding her head.
You'll never be an ugly lady, sweetie.
I just somehow didn't think that this was going to be my way out. And I still hope that it's not going to be.
You know I still love you, right? More than ever.
I know.
Another very powerful story.
Yeah, you know, I think I hear all the time people talking about hearing StoryCorps stories on Morning Edition and crying. You know, many StoryCorps stories are actually not sad. The vast majority aren't sad. But I think that these stories have an effect on people because, you know, we're surrounded by so much kind of nonsense and phoniness everywhere we look in the media, especially other than public broadcasting. And to hear two people who are having a conversation that's authentic, you know, nobody's looking to get rich, nobody's looking to get famous. They're telling each other how much they love each other by kind of looking each other in the eye and talking about their lives is profound. And, you know, I think in many cases, like the Chews, the story we just heard, Beverly Eckert, I mean, we're hearing humanity at its best.
What do you want people to take away from the book itself about romantic love?
Love is everything. It's worth, you know, any sacrifice, because when we've turned to dust, when nothing remains, all that endures is love. So when you find it, jump into it with everything you've got and hold on with everything you've got.